Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Church at Home. At Church at Home is a special webcast so that people can find the truth of God in the privacy of their own homes. We are not going to have what would be traditionally called regular or traditional church services. What we are going to do is look at the issues of today, look at the Bible, see where we are in prophecy, see where we are in religion, and find out why the Christian religion today is ready to implode. And find out what you can do about it. And find out how you can find God in your life by beginning in your home. Because the church is not the building. It's not the cathedral. It's not the temple. It's not the synagogue. The church is the gathering of the true believers of Jesus Christ. In the New Testament, the churches began in the homes. And so, as I mentioned earlier, this is like going back to the future or back to the beginning. And this is necessary in order to understand where we are today and what is happening in society and why we are crumbling, falling apart, and it looks like that the Western civilization is on the verge of collapse. Now, all of these are very serious and important things that we need to face and confront. How do we get to the point that we are today? Well, let me read you a very interesting quote, because it has to do with truth. It has to do, and we will have this on the website, how the Christian world has been deceived, and you can download this. And the biggest problem is that men follow the traditions of men rather than the truth of the Word of God. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you believe that you yourself are a Christian? And if you answer yes, let me ask you another question. How do you know that you really are? And we have another article you can download too, which is Who and What is a True Christian? See, because everything that we do, we have to prove and compare with the Word of God, because the Word of God is the truth, and the Word of God tells us what to do, and the Word of God shows us right from wrong, good from evil, truth from deception. But here is something that we have today. And it starts right in our classrooms. We have children that do not know the truth of the history of the world, the truth of the history of the United States. They have been fed all kinds of propaganda. The textbooks lie. The teachers lie. The ones who are their instructors lie. The ministers lie. The politicians lie. And it's like Adolf Hitler said, the bigger the lie, the more often it is repeated, the more that people will believe it. And that's what we have today. Now, David Kupelian, who wrote the book, The Marketing of Evil, says, concerning America's classrooms, our courts have scrubbed America's classrooms surgically clean of every vestige of religion on which this nation was founded, Christianity. And that is true. You can bring to school things from the Quran or from the Muslim religion or Buddha religion, but you can't dare bring a Bible to school. There was a boy right in our hometown. He had a Bible and he took it to school and he wanted to show his classmates about the story of Noah because his first name was Noah. And the teacher said, you can't do that. Let's see what else has happened. Here's what David Kupelian has written. The plain truth is that within the space of our lifetimes, much of what America once universally abhorred has been packaged, perfumed, gift-wrapped, and sold to us as though it had great value. By skillfully playing on our deeply felt national values of fairness, generosity, and tolerance, these marketers have persuaded us to embrace as enlightened and noble that which all previous generations since America's founding rejected as grossly self-destructive, in a word, evil. So what do we have today? We have a world that's upside down because people have rejected God's truth, and that rejection starts in the pulpit. Let me ask you a question, because I'm going to read something here, a quote that's going to be very important. How many lies do you believe? How many lies do you practice and think are just fine? How many lies have been told to you and taught to you from the pulpit, which actually reject the Word of God? And as we covered in a previous segment, Christianity without God. Is your Christianity without God? Do you feel filled with the Word of God and the Spirit of God when you go to church? Do you feel that you are being taught the right way of God? Or have you accepted lies and embraced them that have been perfumed, gift-wrapped, and given to you as though this is what God wants? Well, you have to test it. And because of this, God has given millions of people over to their own delusions. The truth, especially the truth of God's word, has been branded as error and lies. And error and lies have been packaged as truth. Now, here's a well-known quote from Dresden James that illustrates this paradox or this oxymoron. When a well-packaged web of lies has been gradually sold to the masses over generations, the truth will seem utterly preposterous, and its speaker a raving lunatic. Now, church at home, we are going to look at the truth square on. We are going to look at the forces which are destroying true Christianity and even, more importantly, the Christianity that people believe is right, is a Christianity that is actually against God. And instead of having the Spirit of God, they are being given the Spirit of the Antichrist, and they don't even know it. Could you recognize it if you heard it, if you saw it? Now, first of all, we need to understand that the Bible tells us that Satan the devil, Revelation 12:9, that ancient serpent, is deceiving actively, ongoing, the whole world. How does he do it? By taking some Christian values and mixing in with his lies and presenting it as the truth. And this is what Jesus warned of in Matthew 24. Because the disciples wanted to know, when Jesus told them of the end times and his soon coming return, which was a lot further away than they thought or understood, they wanted to know when these things would happen. So here, Matthew 24. and verse 3. And as he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, his disciples came to him alone, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of your coming and the completion of the age?" And we're right at that point. All of these signs are there. But here's the very first sign that he gave. And this began during the ministry of the original apostles in the first century and has continued down to this day. So much so that what is considered the established religion of Christianity and the established accepted doctrines of Christianity are in fact great lies. Notice what Jesus said. Jesus answered and said to them, "Be on guard so that no one deceives you." And the worst place to be deceived is in church, because you don't expect the minister to lie. You don't expect the priest to lie. You don't expect the rabbi to lie. Verse 5. "For many," Jesus said, "shall come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and shall deceive many." Now that's the majority of people. And they have been deceived because through the centuries, lies have been given as truth. And people have embraced them. And we are today at the point that truth seems like lies. Now, I want to tell you about something you can download, which is the 14 rules for Bible study, because the only way you're going to understand the Bible is to study it. And the only way that you're going to be able to study the Bible is to know how to study the Bible. So here is another principle on how to understand the Bible. Psalm 111 and verse 10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." Not what we think, not what we do, not what we suppose. And it says, "A good understanding have all those who do his commandments." This is the beginning on how you understand the Word of God. Now, there's another principle that we need to apply that we find in Isaiah 28. And this helps us to be able to rightly divide the word of truth. Because if you wrongly divide the word of truth, you end up with a lie. Just like a counterfeit. They have made counterfeit bills that are almost identical to the real thing. But they're counterfeit. Likewise, there is a vast counterfeit Christianity that is the Christianity in this world that is a lie. So the only way you're going to understand the difference between the lie and the truth is to study the Word of God and the truth. Now here's another principle that we find in the 14 rules of Bible study. Isaiah 28. And God says, "To whom shall he make to understand doctrine?" That is the truth of the Word of God. Those who are weaned from the milk, you start with the milk of the Word and you grow from there, and drawn from the breast, that is, you're fully grounded in the basics of the Bible or the Word of God. So here's how the Word of God is put together, because it's inspired by the mind of God who is eternal and has all wisdom and knowledge and understanding. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. Now that's exactly how you are to understand the Bible and rightly divide the truth of God. So you download the 14 rules for Bible study, and you take this as a guide, and you take your Bible, and you go through it, and you begin to prove and understand what you believe. Is it truth or is it error? because God holds us responsible for doing that. Now let's continue on. There are many false teachers, even in the time of the early New Testament church, and the Apostle Paul wrote of them. And he said that they would come in. The Apostle Peter said they would stealthily come in. Let's go to 2 Peter, the second chapter first, and let's see how these things have happened right in the church, how the churches have been subverted. Happened back then, and here's a prophecy. 2 Peter 2 and verse 1. But there were also false prophets among the people, that is in the Old Testament, as indeed there will be false teachers among you. Yes, in the parable of the wheat and the tares, what happened? The tares, the false prophets, came up among them. And they're hardly discernible because they sound so good, they sound so right, they sound so convincing. Who will stealthily introduce destructive heresies, personally denying the Lord who bought them, and bringing swift destruction upon themselves and many people, that is the majority of people, will follow as authoritative their destructive ways, and because of them, the way of the truth shall be blasphemed. Now, the way of the truth is the Word of God. Now, Satan, the devil, is the father of liars, and Jesus said, when he speaks a lie, he speaks from himself. And in the Scriptures, there are no lies when you properly understand it, and when you put it together properly. There are no contradictions. There are apparent contradictions. Now, let's come to 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, and let's see what the Apostle Paul wrote concerning false prophets, false apostles, as Jesus said, many, the majority, because as we will see when we get back to Christianity without Christ, they want to take certain principles, Christian principles, and say, God, we'll follow these, but you get out of our life. Well, God isn't going to oblige anyone. If you don't want him in your life, he's going to leave you to your own devices. God is not going to disappear. God is not going to go away. God is not going to cease to exist just because men find it inconvenient to believe God and follow the truth. All right, 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. Let's read what the Apostle Paul wrote. He says, verse 2, for I am jealous over you with the jealousy of God, because I have espoused you to one husband, so that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds might be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For indeed, if someone comes preaching another Jesus whom we did not preach, or if you receive a different spirit which you did not receive, or a different gospel which you did not accept, you put up with it as something good. Oh, let's hear all opinions. Let's hear all sides of everything. But unless you judge it by the truth of the Word of God, you are going to be deceived. Are you deceived? How many lies do you believe? Well, we'll find out in future video cast. But you judge it by the Bible. You judge your life by the Bible. And the reason is, that's how God is going to judge you. He's not going to judge you by the traditions of the church. He's not going to judge you by what the preacher preaches. He's not going to judge you by what the priest commands. He is going to judge you by his word. And all are going to come before the judgment seat of God. So when people put up with these things as something good, as something righteous, false apostles who said they were better than the apostle Paul. Well, let's notice what he says here. Verse 13, he says, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, who are transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And they're not. The church that claims that it is the recipient of the true Christianity from God is a lie. Now, you better check that out, because there are many people who belong to the billions who belong to that church, headquartered in Rome, and they claim they possess the truth. Yet, when you check the Bible, you find that every single doctrine that is taught, every single tradition which rejects the Word of God, is a lie. Now let me ask you a simple question. Can you worship the God of truth, reject the way of truth and blaspheme that, and say you have the Word of God, you have the right church, you have the right laws? No, you cannot. Check everything by the Bible. And most ministers will tell you, well, you can't read the Bible for yourself. You need to have a priest here to interpret it for you because it's so hard to understand. Tell me, pray. What is so hard about understanding, you shall have no other gods before me? What is so hard to understand where God said, you shall not make to yourself any graven image of any likeness of anything that's in heaven above, that's on the earth beneath, or that's in the water under the earth, and you shall not bow yourself down to serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, and I visit the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of those that hate me. Is that hard to understand? Do you need a priest to interpret that for you? Go look in your cathedrals. Are they filled with idols? I guarantee you, God is not there, because God has no compatibility with idols. Now, you think that's too strong to take? Well, then take up the challenge. Study your Bible. God expects everyone to study, so the priest that tells you you can't study the Bible on your own is lying to you. Or the minister who says you cannot understand the Bible on your own, he's a liar, a false apostle. Transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his servants, and Satan has servants who come in the guise of being servants of God. And Jesus said, in reality, they are wolves in sheep's clothing. Do you think a pedophile priest who abuses children is of God? Do you think that the leader of that church that upholds those priests is of God? What you're going to find out is that it is true. Satan is deceiving the whole world, and the world is in the grips and obsessed and possessed of lies. And that's why church at home. So that you can, at home, shut out the outside world. That you can pray directly to God. That you can pick up the Bible and study His Word. That you can follow the 14 rules of Bible study and begin to understand the Word of God for yourself. No marvel, for Satan himself has transformed himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his servants also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. What are their works? What are their fruits? Are you tired of lies and hypocrisy from the pulpit? Are you tired of two-faced, hypocritical people who say that they are Christians, who lie and cheat and steal? Are you tired of having to go to church where you don't know if the minister or the priest is laying with your wife or laying with one of the young women in the church or child molesting your sons and your daughters to ruin their lives forever? Where is God in that? And another question is, if that's so in your church, why do you still go? Of what profit will it be to you? Of course, it won't be of any profit. Why not study the Word of God at home? Have church at home with truth, with knowledge, with understanding, with the blessing of God, where you can come to know the love of God, the righteousness of God, the mercy and grace of God, to where you're not held in fear by men who preach from the pulpit to merchandise you and to count you as their own when you really belong to God. Now, these are the choices. These are the challenges. This is what we are going to do at Church at Home. We are going to ask the questions. We are going to look at the scriptures. We have provided online many things for you to download. And also, for our main website, cbcg.org, christianbiblicalchurchofgod.org. And there we have many, many detailed sermons and studies to help you. A church at home is the place to begin.